Chapter 2, Nature and Geography. Unit 3. When Snow Slides. An avalanche is the sudden sliding or movement of a large area of earth down a mountain. It consists of a mixture of materials such as snow, ice, rock, and soil. Avalanches are usually triggered by changes in temperature, sound vibrations, or vibrations in the earth. The size and force of most avalanches pose serious dangers for both life and property and account for many lives lost each year. In order to understand how avalanches occur, it is important to understand the properties of snow that enable tons of snow to descend down a mountainside. The most important of the properties is the shape of the snow crystals. Depending on humidity, temperature, or other atmospheric conditions, snow crystals can appear in many different shapes. The most common shape, and the one that creates the most stable snow layer, is the hexagon. However, the shape of a snow crystal can change due to temperature gradation or variances in temperature within an accumulated amount of snow or snowpack. Snow crystals that are closer to the ground's residual heat form facets or rounded areas, which reduce a snow crystal's ability to form a strong layer. Heavily faceted crystals, located deep in the snowpack, make the snow highly unstable, leading to avalanches. Weak layers of snow directly lead to an avalanche. If the weak layer is located near the top of the surface, it can cause a slough or a light cascade of loose, powdery snow that forms an inverted V shape as it moves down a mountain. If the weak layer of snow is located deeper within the snowpack, it can cause a far more dangerous avalanche, known as a slab avalanche. In this type of avalanche, a fortified and cohesive layer of snow makes up the avalanche, whose strength depends on properties of the slab and the depth of the weak layer. Slabs that contain wet or moist snow will generally move at slower velocities, but will impact objects with a greater force than other slabs. Lastly, an avalanche needs a certain steepness to a slope to be able to occur as well as a trigger to set it off. Avalanches usually occur on slopes that are between 25 and 60 degrees to the ground. Slopes that are less than 25 degrees are not steep enough for an avalanche. Slopes beyond 60 degrees generally only have slough avalanches because there is no opportunity for a slab avalanche to develop. Most avalanches occur on mountainsides with 35-degree slopes. They also take place on leeward slopes that are facing against the wind's direction. Although factors such as the snow crystal shape, depth of the failure layer, and slope steepness are all crucial components that can bring about an avalanche, what an avalanche still needs is a catalyst to get it all going. Surprisingly, most avalanches are triggered not by nature, but by humans, who also end up becoming victims by getting caught in the path of an avalanche.